is money down, no money down strategy, is it complete BS? Let's talk about it. A lot of people came into the game of real estate investing, buying. Hey, this is all coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this edition, we're talking about, is money down, no money down strategy, is it complete BS? Let's talk about it. A lot of people came into the game of real estate investing, buying into the idea of no money down, no credit needed. There's all kind of phrases that you're gonna find in this game. Is it true? Is it BS? No money, no bad credit, no problems. You know, the seminars everywhere you find, do you truly need money to invest in wholesaling, to build a wholesaling business, to invest in real estate? Do you need money? Okay, here's what I'll tell you. It's not just about this business, okay? It's a mindset shift, complete mindset shift, right? It's kind of stuff you'll learn in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, that maybe for the most part, they don't teach anyone. The idea is that you need something, you need that, you need that, you need to have two heads, you have to have seven fingers, five fingers is not good enough, you need this, you need that, before you can do something great with your life, right? The truth of the matter is that from a fundamental standpoint, as an entrepreneur, right, you don't need to have resources, you just need to be resourceful. That's number one thing you should understand about this game, okay? And it's very important that I say that to you up front, because it's going to drive the rest of this conversation, okay? Real estate wholesaling is the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, okay? Locking the property under contract, then selling the right to performing on the contract to other people, right? For a fee, anywhere between $1,000 to $82,000 from my personal experience. Okay, so it's about finding the deals. It's not about necessarily doing the deals. There's two different things. So wholesaling by default means, yes, you can engage in wholesaling, real estate wholesaling, without money down for a property and with bad credits, like extremely bad credit, you can make a lot of money. And another thing I want to tell you is that if you're not making money, a good credit will only last for so long anyway, because you will end up putting all your, you know, you'll put all the pressure on your credit and you will destroy it if you're not bringing in income, right? If you're bringing in income, then it's easier to fix your credit. Your credit will not fix itself, but it's easier to fix it, right? So that's something we should put in perspective as well too. But when regular people hear the idea of no money down, even people that have been in the business, not necessarily closed any deal, but trying to build a business, they get to a point, they start doubting, is it possible to do this business with no money down? Is that a thing? Absolutely is a thing. So let me explain to you, right? The question is, that doesn't have to be your money. It doesn't have to be your money. Does it require some kind of money to operate any kind of business? Yes. The question, does it have to be your money? So when you see gurus or trainings that say, hey, no money down with bad credit, no problem, it's because it's about learning how to be resourceful, coming up with resources when it seems like there's no resources for you to execute a business, right? How do you do that? How do you think outside of the box and say, you know what, I don't have that $10,000 right now, but there's got to be a creative way I can make this happen. Let me tell you something. Real estate is one of those places, those industries, where you can get all kind of creative things done. You can buy a property without using your name ever. You can close on tons of property without using your name ever. My first 25 deals that I did, I never used my name, nowhere close to the deals, right? It's absolutely possible. So to answer this question is not BS. But somebody asked a question here, says, where can new investors get funding? Okay, and I'll tell you how it's related together. Where can new investors get funding? Are there lenders that you don't have to put money down? Okay, my mouth is a little clumsy, but we're gonna get there. Are there lenders right, that you don't have to put any money down. Do they exist? Yes, they do, but there's a price for everything. And I want to warn you about a few of those kind of lenders out there. As a matter of fact, I was trying to see if I could remember one right now so I can simply tell you, but I don't remember. I'm trying to see if I can remember. I don't remember. But they are basically hard money lenders that claim to not need any money down, like the bank itself doesn't need any money down. Usually they are charging you somehow, some way to use that opportunity. The last time I checked, there was a company, okay, I'm trying to remember the name, I can't remember. I would really like to remember to put them on blast, but maybe that's not even smart. But if I did remember right now, I would put them on blast. But anyway, that's beside the point. What they do is that they make you put down $3,500, not the earnest money deposit. The earnest money deposit is something completely different. That's the money you put down for the seller as a good faith to say, hey, you're gonna execute, right? But there's but they make you pay a fee called $3,500. This company, if you on BiggerPocket, there's a big conversation about it on BiggerPocket. They make you pay $3,500, and what they say is that no money down, right? But first of all, that's contradictory. You're already putting money down by putting $3,500 down, right? But then what happens is that for the most part, they decline people because you need to have solid credit and you need to have some reserves or something like that. And based on those things, they will decline you, but the money you paid was non-refundable. That's how they put it. All right, so here's why I don't think you should ever use such programs. So if there's a hard money lender today, right now, that's doing no money down, I don't know of any. If you know of any, let me know. But usually, the one that I know, they charge you a high fee, right? And the idea for the high fee is that you will lose that money, and there's a very good chance they will decline your loan application. And if they decline your loan application, they're not going to give you that money back, okay? So some people would argue that's unethical. I don't know if it's ethical or not. I guess it's not nice, right? But I'm advising you right now to avoid such programs, because if they're gonna give you money directly from the bank, and they said give us $3,500, you might as well go back and fix your credit or find a partner with a good credit that's willing to partner with you and put some money down, regular money down, earnest money deposit, maybe pay origination fee or a point, 1 or 2 points for a regular loan. They will charge you 1 or 2 points. 1 or 2 points means 1 or 2% of the loan amount value, right? That's standard anywhere. But anytime somebody is asking you for an extra flat fee that's non-refundable, it's usually because they are offering no money down and there's a price for it, okay? So I'm not talking about that kind of no money down. They exist, but I recommend that you avoid them. The better no money down is when you find a friend, a partner, right, that doesn't have the time to do this business, but they don't mind partnering with you. Obviously, you will have to make a proper explanation presentation of what you're up to so they can see how you guys are going to make money together. You can do things like that within your circle, immediate circle of influence, of friends, right? It's okay to do that. That's what they mean by no money down. Another means to no money down is wholesaling, which is wholesaling. Find properties that are good deals and sell the right to purchase the property to other people for a fee. You don't need money for that. All you need is marketing. Yes, marketing may cost you money, okay? But the money is not to put down on the property. It's not for the property. It's not for the loans, right? That's the difference, right? But it's a business. It's a business model. Your job is to find deals. So it's indirectly not really real estate investing, but what you're doing is you're finding deals for people that are going to invest in the real estate. And yes, it's very lucrative. Like I said, you can charge fees from $1,000 to $83,000 from my personal experience. So that business model, which is real estate wholesaling, is really about your marketing skills. And that's why I put this book together called The Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. It's about marketing. It's the three pillars of a real estate wholesaling empire. It's about marketing, nothing else. It's about your ability to find these deals using today's technology, internet marketing, digital marketing. There are ways that you can actually do deals in a way that you don't have to wait for deals to make money. You can actually make money, thousands of dollars, before you close a single deal, and that helps you close more deals as well too. You want to learn all about that? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book for free. It's a free PDF. And if you go there right now, I'll also give you my newest book called The Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next video. Don't forget to subscribe, share this video, and give it a thumbs up. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.